Buenos días. Hola, buenos días.
Good morning. We will start with the meeting, so if you could please sit down.
Bueno, muy buenas.
Carolina speaking. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here today with us. I'm very pleased to be able to say that we are organizing the second LAC-DNS forum, which is a collective effort by many organizations that are working in the region and who have interest in the development of issues related to the DNS in Latin America and the Caribbean. At this opening session, we have representatives of the main organizations involved in the committee that developed the agenda. And we had the support of our local partner, Cabase, the Argentinian Internet Association, whose representatives are here. So thank you very much. So now I'm going to give the floor to them. We'll start from my far left to the right. First, I'll give the floor to Fadi Jihadi, CEO and chairman of ICANN, who will make some welcoming remarks. Gracias, Fadi.
Buenos dias. Bon dia. I don't know the difference, by the way. Some people tell me buenos dias. I'm saying bon dia. Is there a big difference? Can someone? No?
Same.
Okay. Of course, my office is run by a Brazilian, so I also know how to say bon dia every morning to her. So what a beautiful morning here for us to start activities in Latin America again. This is my second visit to Latin America in the last few weeks. I was with my colleague here, Oscar, in Lima for the LACNIC meeting. A fantastic meeting, by the way. If any of you have not attended a LACNIC meeting, I encourage you to do so. A great group of people. It was an impressive meeting, Oscar. You had 500 registered people there. So please do attend these meetings because we are a family of organizations. I think ICANN sometimes appears to be a big organization and everybody focuses on ICANN, but we are just one of many. And it's important to appreciate that LACNIC, ICANN, of course, the national bodies, PUMASA here in Argentina, LACTLD, all of us are a family of organizations. This is the power of the multi-stakeholder model, in that we don't have one top organization with everybody under them. We don't. We are actually all equal, and we are all working together. And the transition from the U.S. government is proving that we actually are partners, because no one is over anyone. We are connected with agreements that strengthen our commitments to ICANN, to LACNIC, LACNIC to ICANN, but We are not one organization. They have members. We have a multi-stakeholder community. We work together. We share many community members. That's the power of the multi-stakeholder model. In that I sometimes use the term polycentric or distributed, that we don't have a center, we have a polycentric model. And the most stable models in physics are polycentric models, but also in governance. So I'm delighted that we're here today to start this second DNS forum in Latin America. The DNS forum has been, in my opinion, one of the biggest successes in our work because it was your idea, not our idea. It was an idea that came from the community. You came together and you decided this would be helpful in order to strengthen the DNS industry in your region, right? So this is a forum by you and for you. And it is not an ICANN forum. It is a forum of the family of organizations that work together very well to support you and to make the DNS work in Latin America successful. Now, the work of the DNS is globalized by some big companies. GoDaddy, for example, is a global company. And that's okay. Some elements of business are global. But a lot of the growth at GoDaddy today, if you watch them, is not necessarily in selling domain names, is in providing services. It's in services. And you and I know that the best services are local services, services that understand the customer, understand the business. And whilst GoDaddy may grow, and I wish them luck, they're a great company and they can reach different parts of the world, that does not preclude the need for a local DNS industry to also strive and grow and become successful and serve customers in a way that understands their needs locally. So we are here to support you to do that in every way we can. And this forum today is designed for you so that we can achieve your goals and help you reach them. One of the things I will talk about on Monday at the ICANN opening, the ceremony that we have on Monday, is the globalization part of ICANN. Some of you know that when I started at ICANN 3 years ago, we had most of our people in the quote-unquote northern hemisphere western world, and to be quite honest, mostly in America. And that's okay because that's where we were born, but it's no longer okay. If we are to serve you well and serve the globe well, ICANN needs to reach the world. And therefore, our activities and here in your region, thanks to our efforts and our coordination with ISOC, with LACNIC, with all of you here, LACTLD, we work together with you to make sure we serve you well in this region. We now have five people in Latin America. My opinion, not enough. We need more people in this region to support and to coordinate better. But we are committed to you. We are committed to bring ICANN locally. So ICANN is not just this big American entity, but rather a global entity at your service. And I think you will see on Monday when I share with you some of the things we've done and the plans we're doing, that this is not just words. When I was at IBM, we used to say there are three phases to globalization. The first is geographic, because you can't say I'm in Latin America and you're not even here. All of you know the story that when I started at ICANN, I asked, who is responsible for Latin America? They said, Rodrigo de la Parra. I said, great. Where is he? They said, he's in Washington. I said, what? What is he doing in Washington? Unless Latin... Right? And they asked the same, she says. So poor Rodrigo had to go explain to his wife that it's time to move back to Latin America. She's still mad at me, he says, but they're now very happy in Mexico, back at home. And we then started building our traffic presence. And then we moved to processes, systems, and people who understand local needs. It's not just about putting people in Latin America. It's also changing the way we work to serve Latin America. If all my lawyers who review your contracts are American lawyers sitting in California, and they don't understand your laws and your jurisdictional issues, it's very hard for us to say we're serving you. So we are now in this phase. We're not done with this phase, which is the phase of changing the way we work so that it starts from the local understanding. And we are on the way with that. And then the third and final phase is when we can all certify that, in a way, the ethos of ICANN has become a global ethos. In other words, the way we think. Even small things, when we schedule meetings that make sure that every Asian or Latin America has to wake up at 2 a.m. to talk to us, that doesn't give the sense that our ethos is global, right? So I think this is the hardest to do, by the way. I think you can change, you can move people, as we did, you can change systems and processes and so on, and we're in the process of doing that. But ultimately, the real test, which may take some time, is when the point comes when we think and we behave with an understanding of you. So I will leave you to do real work. This is, I came to just say buenos dias to you, to welcome you to this meeting, to thank you for hosting us, to thank our partners for being such gracious partners. And you have our full support in every way we can, not just materially, because sometimes ICANN is viewed as having more money, therefore we need to be different. No, money is the least important part. Partnership and good spirit and commitment is the most important part, and that's bigger than money. And we have that, and let's strengthen that. So thank you very much for welcoming me, Carolina, all of you. Thank you.
Muchas gracias.
Carolina Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Fadi. Fadi has talked on behalf of ICANN, one of the co-organizers of this meeting. I haven't mentioned all of them. We are the organizers of this meeting. Facilitators are LICAN, ISOC, MIG Argentina, Public Interest Register, LACTLD, LACNIC, and CABASE. So we are a group of organizations, as I said earlier on, and I really thank Fadi for his words, setting the framework about the DNS as a standard that has global consequences, but which has to be worked on at the local level. And this is what we are trying to achieve through this meeting. Thank you. So now I give the word to Oscar Robles, CEO of LACNIC, who will share with us some welcoming remarks. Thank you, Oscar. Oscar speaking. Thank you, Carolina. It's an honor for me to be here with you, and I think this is an excellent opportunity because despite our differences in soccer, which will become even bigger in the near future, in these days, we may sit together on a friendly basis at this session. As a matter of fact, this is an excuse so that we won't fight with so many foreigners present. Well, I think it's an extraordinary meeting because it is evidence of what we can do in the region as regional organizations. The fact is that we are here, several organizations from the region, besides the local hosts, CABASE and NIC Argentina, and this bears evidence to what we can do with a sensitive issue for our industry, the DNS, which is a system and noble element which may work with very little resources, but which calls for a lot of expertise, knowledge, technical knowledge, to make the fine-tuning so that it will work properly. So I think these meetings are important for the industry. I congratulate us, all the organizations who have organized this meeting, because we have to work hard on technical issues to raise the bar for the technical requirements and to raise the bar for technical training meetings in the region so that we will have a more stable, secure, reliable internet, and so that we can keep on having interactions and meetings which are with increased attendance. So thank you very much for the invitation. I hope this is an excellent meeting. Carolina Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much, Oscar. And now I give the floor to Eduardo Santoyo, chairman of LAC-TLD. Eduardo Santoyo, good morning, speaking. Good morning, Carolina. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for enabling us to be here today at this second LAC-DNS forum. And although early on we wanted to do something similar that had been done in Africa to concentrate efforts of local discussion of issues that are of interest to the industry, I think we have improved significantly and matured because of the features of our region. Now we have a dialogue which is richer, attended by multiple stakeholders, groups that share responsibilities in the management and coordination of the resources that are important for internet to work properly. We have had a very big advantage. We have had the support and the efforts of many organizations that operate in the region, that are in the region, in the various areas related to internet, and especially of our friends of internet, public internet registry, and the local ICANN office. They all have helped us to create this room for dialogue and discussion. We expect through this to contribute and create areas and venues to develop a more informed and better shaped opinion in Latin America about the various elements that make up the value chain in the construction of the internet platform, so that we will improve and expand our involvement individually from our own organizations and also at the organizations that work at the regional level, so that eventually we will carry out a dialogue and participation process globally. Thank you very much to everybody. We hope this will be a rich and participatory meeting. We hope there will be a lot of activity because this will make the meeting more interesting. I hope we'll have a chance to interact and network. Thank you very much. Carolina Aguirre speaking. Thank you, Eduardo. Now I give the floor to Paul Diaz from the Public Interest Registry. Paul has just landed, so he has spent the whole night on a plane. So thank you very much for being here this early. Thank you much, Paul. Thank you, Carolina. Paul speaking.
I'm still quite jet-lagged. I prefer to do this in English. And actually, I just want to reiterate or underscore things that colleagues have already said. Public Interest Registry, of course, operating.org, you all know for quite some time now. We make it part of our mission to work with our colleagues in the various regions. See Bahadur from Middle East. We've worked with the African DNS Forum as well, and have been key supporters of this LAC DNS initiative now, the second running. We will continue to do so. We work very closely with all the regional groups. In fact, if I can hint at something that we are beginning to plan a year from September, so September of 2016, leadership of the various regional groups with Carolina is a very important lead in developing this. We hope to do something like this, these forums, but more a global perspective. So we'll be inviting people to Washington, D.C. We'll work with ISOC and all the various regional CCTLD groups, as well as ICANN's regional VPs, to develop this program. It's a long ways off, so the agenda is still to be determined, but at least to put that out there and to further underscore the importance, the power of collaboration and discussion, of working together. There are many common interests, common challenges, a lot of information, good knowledge that can be shared so that we can all advance our missions. And truly, that is part of what PIR is all about. So thank you for having us today, and we look forward to today's full agenda. Thank you.
Carolina Aguirre speaking. Thank you very much, Paul. And now I give the floor to Sebastián Belagama, who is the regional Chairman for ISOC in Latin America and the Caribbean. Good morning, everybody, and thank you. Habla Sebastián Belagama speaking. Good morning from us, from the ISOC, participating in this meeting as we participated 2 years ago in the first DNS Forum for Latin America and the Caribbean. It's a big honor and a privilege, but it's important to understand that during these 2 years, many things have happened and will keep on happening. Many of the things I was going to say have already been said by my colleagues, and I fully support what they have said and all the praises and thank yous. But I'd like to mention some of the things Fadi said about the way we have been working in the region and how we should keep on working. Many of our organizations, as Fadi said, we believe we are family. We are sibling organizations working, pursuing the same aim, that is to grow internet in an open way, protecting its stability and security. So we are all working for this. So meetings like this one are very important. It's important to understand the DNS business to be able to make progress, move forward, so that this business will enable more people to be connected, so that we are all better connected, that the internet, basic internet features that have been defined from the very beginning are still kept. These are key components for our daily work, and that's why we're here. That's why the ISOC is here. This issue of working together, well, we see it in a very important result, because with the exception of the PIR, all the other organizations present here who have co-organized this meeting are housed in the same venue in the region. I would like to tell you about the Internet Home in Latin America and the Caribbean, which used to be LACNIC, the headquarters. I thank LACNIC for allowing us to be there, to work there. But so we work there together every day, cooperating together. If I'm not wrong, we are 8 organizations, all under the same, in the same building.